This is your
This is
world,
your world.
partner.
Partner,
Blue Seal
partner,
Cody.
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 Right.
Hello. Welcome to High End Doing Things. I am your royal podness, Lucille Cody, and I'm here with Loyal. Hi.
Hey.
All right. Tell everyone your name.
All right. I am Loyal, here from Virginia.
Oh, cool. You're out here. There. Man, you sound kind of far away. Can you speak up a bit for me?
Oh, yeah. So I'm Loyal, here from Virginia.
Oh, what's up? Okay, cool. Virginia, how is it down there?
It's cool. It's pretty, you know. There. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's what's up. Yeah, it's not too bad here where I'm at right now. It's kind of cloudy. It was sunnier, but it's kind of gotten overcast. Yes, we are connected. I am happy. Okay, so what are you doing right now?
I am not doing anything, probably about to, you know, roll the usual when you get off.
Yes, you get off work, I have that good fresh.
Yes.
Join me. Let's join each other in solidarity here, or camaraderie, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Right.
Get freshly. So you're working from home, but it's all good.
Hell yeah, yeah. Everything's good. Yeah, life is good. Weed is good.
Yeah, weed is good. It's the best. Like, it helps with everything. Like, shit. Yeah, anxiety, epilepsy, PTSD. Shit, if you grumpy, smoke some.
Okay.
You happy, smoke some. You mad, smoke some.
True.
If you're not horny, smoke some. But that would change too. Shit, I'm inappropriate sometimes, whatever.
It's all good.
Yeah, good. All right, Loyal. So I know you make and do music. You're a rapper, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's up. What is your main song you're working on? I know I listen to Heal. I listen to a lot of songs, but I know like Heal, is that like your a more recent one? And Suffocating, I know that you just sit back out. Are those more recent, or are you just you're sharing?
Yeah, those are more recent. I kind of been getting into the music that's more so based on life and getting through it, because I know that that has been my hardest, like, it's been very hard for me to, you know, just like control my emotions and think rationally sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm upset. So I just start, you know, making music about that stuff, just getting through life and, you know, the ups and downs, the detours, and how I got through it, and maybe that will help someone too.
Yes, it really will. I mean, I was listening to this one song excuse me, that you put out here that recently that you posted about, and it was just like if I can cope, you can cope too. You can cope too. That really, like, especially the way you sing it, you know, say it. I don't know if I'm saying the right words, but the way you speak it, right? And I was just like, well, yeah. I was just like, almost kind of brought a tear to mine, no joke. Kind of just like, yeah, because I mean, like, you never know when your music comes out, or just when you're doing and putting out stuff, you never know. It just be hitting people the right time in that moment in their life, like really feeling it. Like, you're like, yes, okay, you can cope, I can cope too. You can cope too. Like, hell yes. Yes, you can.
Yeah, for real, you know. And because I really wish they would play more of this type of music on the radio, because when I was in prison, all I had was a radio, pretty much. And you know, the only songs that was up there was like the Waka Flocka, you know, songs that you can't even really hear. Like, I'm in prison, I don't want to hear this shit.
Right, like, I'm not picking it at the club. There's no that going on that you're talking about.
Yeah, so, and that's what really made me start to make that type of music, is beat. And I also wanted to get my feelings out. Like, I'm not really a person that speaks on a lot, but sometimes it just comes out of me. So yeah, I just really want to help, especially, you know, our community.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, helping our community, helping people learn to cope.
For real, yeah, because it is a struggle. I mean, we wake up every day and we're watching the news, and the first thing that's advertised is all these killings of Black people. And it's sad, you know, but you know you can't dwell on that, because that shit will consume you, you know? Like, you will spend all day, like, being sad about some shit you can't even control.
Yes, oh, I'm so glad you said that. Seriously, that's how I feel about things. Like, people don't really, like, understand it. Like, look, how you're doing things isn't about the world, really. The good things of the world, but not all the crazy shit that's going on. Like, it's not that we don't know. It's not like I don't know what's going on and I don't see it. Right. I do. I'm just like, enough people are posting about their outrage and anger. I want to spread that love and understanding, and then like you do, like, you know, in my own way, cope. Like, look, try to find the balance and focus on the good. And there's dark. You're not naive to it. But you don't need to focus on only the dark, because that's just gonna really fuck up your soul.
Hell yeah. And it does. Like, you start to notice over time how you, like, you lose energy and you're just sad and you just get in this depressed space, because all you're feeding yourself is this BS from the news and, you know, social media, the negativity. It's like, it's hard. Like, you're being hard on yourself. This is how you're treating yourself every day. Like,
yeah, I do. I agree. Learn. Yeah, it's like, you gotta learn to, you know, let go of certain things. Like, yeah, like you said, things that you can't control.
Yeah. Yeah, because like they say, we can't make the oppressor love us. Like,
no.
You know, no. Like, they're not going to wake up one day and be like, you know what? We were wrong. Like,
if they wrong. We're sorry. Here you go.
Like, yeah, like, they're not going to do that. So, you know, you got to love yourself more than you want love from someone else. Like, that's where it starts. We got to love on each other. We got to love our community. We got to uplift each other. Like,
yes.
Like, let's start by doing that. But
I agree. I agree. Yeah, self-love is important, you know, your individual self and for your community. And we're not just talking about, I mean, we all know what we mean by community, but also your community can mean whatever it wants you want it to mean to you, you know, just for people out there listening, that community can be whatever it is that you know, you feel that it is, but we're talking about our community, the Black community, people of color community, and it's like, it just, you gotta have that nurturing. You gotta cultivate positivity and change the stereotypes and the stigmas and all the everything, you know, just needs an overhaul of, you know, adding more love to it.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And it's with every community as well, like even the LGBTQIA community. I mean, there's so many trans killings, and like, I am aware of, you know, that stuff, but I don't focus on posting a lot of that stuff, and it's not because I don't want it to be seen. It's just that I'm in a space in my life where I need to be happy. It is, I really need to, you know, like, you need to take care of yourself. You can't keep, you know, filling yourself with BS. So
I agree. Yeah.
Also, God. Oh, yeah. And also, you know, I really feel like, just like you're doing this podcast, man, I really feel like you're gaining momentum to get where you need to be to help your community. You know, you can't help it just by doing nothing. So therefore, you're gaining momentum, you know, to help your community just by doing this, you know?
So, thank you.
Hell yeah. No, you're welcome. Like, I see you, you know, like, I don't even know how we found each other, but I definitely see you.
Right. I don't know how either, man. I don't know. I mean, who knows? It's either something I came across your music somehow popped up somewhere, you know, or a comment somewhere or something. Be like, all right, this is cool. Human nuisance.
Yeah. Yeah. For real.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, it's like, I want to help people. You know, my platform to help people. You shout out whatever you want. You're talking about doing, you got music, let's talk about it. You're doing art, let's talk about it. You got a business, let's talk about it. It's just, you know, or whatever you want to talk about, or just get out there, because not everybody has, like, I mean, Oprah started in radio, and I'm not saying I'm Oprah, I don't think Oprah sits around and smokes weed all day, but I'm just saying.
Oh, we'll never know.
We'll never know.
Never, never know. We just never, never know.
But having this to help people, give people a platform, because not everyone can be like, hey, Oprah, let me get on and let me get on your show and let me talk
right
about something. You know, let me shout out my thing. Let me, you know, get this out there. Like, legit, let's do this. There's no fee. There's no, you know, all that hoopla, whatever other podcasts do, which is to each their own. I'm not knocking nobody's business. Do you, always do you. Every human is different. I'm just saying that I don't really know how, you know, other podcasts really run their stuff too much. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I might know more by the time this airs. But I don't really have an agenda as far as when I like us talking. It's like, generally just two friends chatting, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, it's good to freestyle stuff. I mean, I am a random person as well. That's why all my music is never the same, because I'm in a different space every day. I might be happy, sad, upset one day, you know?
Right, so, exactly.
So I get that. I definitely understand. And I mean, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Like, I listen to your podcast and a couple others as well. And I'm going to say the most podcasts I listen to, they are random. You know, who wants to listen to the same thing every time, you know, you turn on the podcast?
Well, yeah, true, because you never know what you want to feel like hearing. Sometimes you want to hear this, sometimes you want to hear that, you know?
It's right.
Just depends on what you want to listen to. Yeah, my mood changes all the time. Like, my playlist on my Spotify, as much as I try to make just, you know, a chilling playlist, a rap, R&B one, country, you know, what I call bluegrass, or, you know, 90s, or, like, rock, or whatever, this or that, just whatever. But guess what? It has such, it's, even though you try to, like, keep it to, like, one genre or something like that, it's always a mix. So it'd be like, oh, hey, this is the jam, and be like, oh, this is really chill. Like, oh, this is just an instrumental. Oh, this is some of that. Like, I got opera and shit. Like, that does stay, though. The opera and classical does just stay opera and classical, because, I mean, I'm not going to... I guess you could find some hip-hop operas to throw in there.
Right.
You know, but I'll just keep it to the classics, you know, when it comes to that part. But, yeah. Yeah, it's good to have a mix, yeah?
Yeah.
I think it's good. Are you getting freshly loyal?
Yeah.
Good. All right, yeah, I'm pretty freshly. And, like, I usually always am. You know, it's just a way of life. It's they're like, how do you, like, I can't work or do this when I'm high or whatever. And I'm just like, I'm always high. And, like, I don't know who's all listening and everything, but it doesn't matter. I don't work a traditional job anymore, so back in the day, go get jobs. Just like in that movie, was it? I always bring it up. But, like, two of my favorite, you know, High movies. I have a few of them, but the two, like, main favorites is, you know, Half Baked and How High. And then How High, when they're like, it's like, you get high scores.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And so I was like, I took from that back in the day, you know, when I first saw that. And so I was like, ah, shit. I go to the interview high, I get hired, and then I'm at work high. So then that's my main state of mind and frame and aura and all that anyway. So then if I ever go to work and I'm out of weed and I'm set, then people be like, well, what's wrong? They're just like, I'm just having an off day, homie.
Okay.
You know? Because if you go in there sober and you're all different, and then you go to work high all the time and you're not normally, then you're going to bring attention to yourself. Maybe.
True. Yeah, I've never been one to, because I... Like we were speaking about anxiety. Mm-hmm. So I try, well, you know, I'm like, have I been to work high? But no, I don't think I have. Yeah, because I'm just afraid of my anxiety, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
So I try to, yeah.
Yeah.
I try to control as much as I can about myself.
No, well, yeah, but, that's good though, to be aware of your self-control, you know, what you can and can't, you know, be like when you, you know, in certain situations.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Do you like to smoke blunts or joints, or do you use private? Do you like your preferred?
So I usually smoke backwoods. That's what I. And then sometimes I'll smoke a bowl, you know, like randomly if I want to record something real quick or just be in the moment. Because it's crazy because when I record, I'm nervous and it's just me by myself.
Yeah, me too. Hey, believe it or not, yes, I do. I'd be like so nervous sometimes, like, oh my gosh,
like for real. So you got to take the edge off a little bit, to be like, you know what, I can do this. Let me focus, gather my thoughts. Like, I'm just anxious, and I'm gonna pull through. I'm gonna do this. Like,
right. It does help with the anxiety and everything, you know. It's just like I had anxiety when I started this podcast. I get anxiety just going to the store sometimes, you know, be like, oh, there's all these people, and I like love people, and I like, you know, and I talk to you. I'll do it anyway, but I'd be nervous. But you know, it's just like you kind of like an like an active anxiety, if that makes sense. Like, you just you still have anxiety, but you're still doing things, you know.
Yeah,
you know, still do stuff. That's why it's like high and doing things, or like we're high and talking, right, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, high and doing whatever. But I'm glad you're listening and stuff. And yeah, anxiety can suck. I'd be all random. See, look, I'd just be all back and forth. But yeah, it smoking, if you partake in cannabis, gummies, and whatever, you know, eat a lollipop.
No.
You know, because they have those too. Like, it helps you to calm down. So I'd be like, I don't know. My auntie, I made the mistake in telling her how they have it in different form. So I was like, so you're probably never going to eat any gummy bears I gave you, huh? She's like, no, I am not. I'm like, okay, but she only knows about the gummy bears. She doesn't know about all the other stuff. You want some chocolate, auntie? Here, eat this brownie.
Right.
Right. Have some cake.
Right. It's in everything now. They even have like some kind of weed show based off of it.
Oh yeah, like I know Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart be like on there cooking, and he'd be adding his extra ingredient. And then I just remember that when I had cable, I don't know if that's still on or not, but
oh yeah, it is.
It is. Okay, that's dope. I mean, Martha is a G. She is so cool.
No, for real though. Like, you would have never thought it until she went to prison. Like, you know, right. This is because she didn't snitch on anyone. She never said, you know, like, who gave her the information for the stocks or anything.
Nope.
She just took that, got out, like, all right, I'm gonna do a show with Snoop now.
Right, like, whatever. I still got my shit. Like, what the fuck? I don't give a shit.
Like, yeah, she was like, I'm still Martha Stewart.
Right, like, she's like,
for real.
Right, because she, like, she, from what I know, she grew, had, like, a, you know, not, like, a wealthy life or something like that. It was kind of hard times, yeah. You know? But so it's not like, but she went through it a different way. Like, she was still pretty, seems pretty calm and whatever, but she made it through that shit. And so she's like, her going to jail, she's like, that ain't shit. She's like, you don't know how I grew up. I can handle this. Like,
okay.
Like we're going to win all the cellmate activities and stuff. the best, the cleanest cell. We're going to have like the best Christmas gifts. We're going to have, she's like, we're still going to have the best food. She's like, she made like, probably made like the best prison food. Like,
okay, for real.
Like, let me get some ramen. Let me dress this up. I got some stuff from the garden outside. Brought it in. Who knows what the fuck.
No, for oh, real.
Shit. Oh fuck, I need to calm down. But that's funny though. But yeah, she's cool. Like, oh, and her with Rick Ross, I saw that one episode. She's just like rubbing his beard. Like, Martha, get you some, Martha. Like, get you some. Okay. So Oh my gosh, I'm just pretty stoked. So I also know, you know, on your Instagram, and is this your only you have like different like handles like you or social medias other than Instagram?
So I do. Instagram is the one I'm most active on. I do have a Twitter and I have a Facebook as well, and I'm on Clubhouse, but I cannot manage all those. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. It's like, if I'm on one thing, then, you know, I'll post up there or whatever. And TikTok, I'm on TikTok as well. That's another one that I'm definitely trying to manage. But it is hard to, because I'm, number one, I don't even like taking pictures. So that's why
it's really like, but you be on there, you be on there doing your videos and everything.
It has taken time for me to get like, you know, just comfortable with myself, I guess you could say, because I really don't like taking pictures, you know. So
yeah,
so it's taking time, that's for sure.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah, I mean, it took me a minute to get used to hearing what my voice sounds like on here. I was like, that's what I sound like. This is, but it feels weird hearing their own voice. Like, that's what I sound like.
Like, yeah, you're right. Because recording yourself, like, even singing, I'm like, ugh.
I don't really like to go back and listen. That's why it's, like, unedited and unscripted. Because it's just like, okay, we're talking. This is what it is. You know? I'm not going to do any editing. Another, you know, maybe adding some music or some other little hidden gems. If people listen all the way through, you might catch some funny little extra shit. But it's like, I don't know. I don't even know what I was saying. Sorry. See, this is what happens.
No, you okay? I understand though, because it's the same thing. Like, if you ever like record yourself, like in a studio or whatever, it's the same thing. You know, like getting to hear your voice, and just like, it's uncomfortable sometimes. You're like, oh my goodness, I don't even want to listen to this, but you want to say it.
Yeah, for real. I'd be like, that's what I was gonna say. I was like, I don't really listen, go back and listen to these after a while, after like any of my recordings, really. I do sometimes just to, you know, so I know what is what, you know, but to sit there and listen to the whole entire thing. Some of them, like, they're small, I do, you know, if I need to do, you know, whatever. But I'm just like, okay, that's what I sound like. All right. That sounds fine. That sounds good. Okay, there we go. And we're ready.
No, for real. I understand that. I get it.
I had to take a water break there. You guys keep your water hydrated. Do you drink, keep water by you, or...
Oh yeah, yeah.
Whatever they prefer drink. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Water. Mm-hmm. Yeah, water's my shit. So
yeah,
it's the best. Like, some water. If you're listening to this, sip some water. And Kool-Aid does not count. Okay. Kool-Aid does not count as as water. Okay, because it's added other things, but it has riboflavin. It's not water. Drink your water. I love water. Water's the best. And tea. And I like coffee too. I just like good flavors, but I don't drink milkshakes anymore. Nope. No milkshakes. It brings all the people to the yard. We don't want any more of those. Don't bring your milkshakes. Oh man. Okay, so like, I see you're also, you say you're a hippie flower child.
Yeah.
Where does this come from? I myself is also a hippie flower child, a tree loving hippie. I saw your picture on Earth Day, you hugging a tree. Me too. I just did a live about that. Like, I went for a walk and I was like putting my hands on a tree and I was telling everybody to feel the life force, close your eyes and breathe.
No, for real. Like, I get that completely. I'm a nature lover. Like, I don't know, it's something about being out in nature, just listening to your surroundings, like, not people, just listening to like the stream or grasshoppers or, you know, birds. It's very peaceful.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I enjoy it too. You travel a lot?
Yeah, yes and no. for, I haven't really traveled during the pandemic at all, for real.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's right. That's kind of put a damper on things.
But yeah, I do like to travel, though. You know, I do want to see, like, all states. You know, just how it is, landscape. And usually when I go somewhere, I have to go to a park. Like, everywhere I go, that's the first thing I do is go to, like, one of their national parks.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool. Do you have a favorite one that you like to go to?
So here in Virginia, we have a national park called Shenandoah Valley, and it's so it's beautiful. Like,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh man, I like we went on our trip. Like, what is airing right now is excuse me, gosh man. Okay, so what's airing right now is the show miniseries, The High Road. And How You Do Things Presents The High Road. And we went from, it was our holiday vacation, and we went all the way down to, in our pleasure cruise, we went to the, where the fuck is that? Grand Isle State Park, the tip of Louisiana. But we drove through all the different national parks on the way and saw some caves and stuff. It was really fun. I really enjoyed it. We just had a really, really great time. I mean, it was really lovely.
Hey. And
And water, yo. So, like, what is your, like, okay, what I was gonna say. So, do you produce your music also, or do you have someone that helps you do that part, or do you just do it all yourself?
So I only produce my freestyles. Like, the freestyles that you see on Instagram, I never get produced or anything. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll just drop them raw, like, just how it is. Like, but my songs that I usually upload to, like, DistroKid or United Masters, I get definitely those mixed and mastered. But I haven't really found, just as of yet, a producer that can really bring out my sound. Like, I have, you know, the producers, like, the songs that you hear, I do like those songs, but I also would like someone who can give me feedback. I don't want someone who I send them my track and they just mix and master it. They don't tell me, you know, like, what I can do to get better. Because, you know, that's what this is about. We all want to get better, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking for. Like, I want someone who could tell me, like, nah, record this over. Like, you know, like, I want that. Right. Like,
right. Like, this is, you can do better. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, let's do that again. You know? Yeah, that's what's up. Well, you know, into manifestation, right? Law of attraction, and putting that out there. You into that?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. So it's like, you just keep on manifesting that, and you will, you know, they will come.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
It's just been it's been definitely a patient wait, I feel.
Like, yeah.
You're like, all right now. Like, I don't know how many more songs I got in me. Like,
right, but you know, it's just like, keep on doing it, you know?
Yeah,
you love it. The music will come. The lyrics will always come. It's like, oh, where'd that come from?
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that, because that's exactly what has been happening. Okay.
Right. Excuse me, like, with the life, you know, as life goes, you know, different stories. That's why I'd be singing different random songs and stuff, just as I'm going along, you know. It's like, life will treat you a lot of curveballs and shit, you know, but it's like all how you hit them.
Yeah,
you know. And and then, like, what was it? I don't know. It's just, you just gotta keep going. That's all you can do.
Yeah. For sure, for sure. Yeah, that's definitely what I tell myself as well. Like, at the end of the day, if you quit, what are you gonna do from scratch? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, like, yeah. Like, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, it's like, if you quit, then, I mean, I guess, like, were you that passionate about it? And people's passions change. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But if you're passionate about it, it will still, like, it'll keep coming. Like, I play music. I'll be making music on here sometimes, just be playing around, like, playing on my piano. And then we have this little harmonica thing, guide your ears or gorge.
Okay.
There we go. That is my music name. Me playing around, but I played a little piano, but I just see self-learning on those things and different art stuff. Like Mr. Touch, my boyfriend, he's really musically inclined. He's done a lot, and the more art. You know, your girlfriend, is she into creative things?
Very artsy. Just like, you know, the mannequins that you do, it reminds me of her. That's why I think I like them so much, because the mannequins that you do are fire. Like, I'm like, yo, if you don't start promoting those more, like, do so.
Okay.
Doing things on them, because, yo, those are fire. Like, those are classic pieces. Like, I don't know. I just look at our modern day art, because I go to a lot of like art galleries and stuff like that, and I just see, you know, like what they do, and I see what other people do that like it catches my eye, and I'm like, yeah, like those are fire, like
do that. Okay,
hell yeah.
All right, well, I'll do it. I'm just like gotta figure out how to get it out there more. Like,
yeah,
I would show them gladly at different art shows when that opens up again. They're not for sale at this time, if ever. Like, they can go on tour. There's just a lot of heart and soul that goes into each one. Takes me quite a while. This current one that I'm working on right now, she has started at in 2019.
Sheesh. You're putting your heart and soul into this and like not letting anyone see it. Like,
no, it's just like I need to let people see it. Like, when they're done, like the one I do have done, I need to promote her more. But okay, here it is. February 20th, 2019. And when I started her, the second one I'm working on, I have 4 females and a full figured male also, meaning that he's not hollow in the back.
He's solid.
Yeah, the females are hollow in the back. And you know what's so weird about that, though? Like, they gave the male mannequin nipples and not the female nipples. I'm like, why? The male's nipples are basically useless unless it's, like, some type of other evolutional thing that needs to happen. But why no nipples on the females? I don't get it. So I made some. But in an artsy way.
True.
Like, this one... And I don't mind giving this away because I've shown this part already. Is that this female's nipples are eyes? Her eyes.
Okay, I think that's the one I probably see.
Yeah, that one's eyes. That's the newest one I'm working on. But did you see that one? Was it mostly still white in the background? Not that much on it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has frogs on it. Yeah, that one I'm still working on. But the other one that's fully covered and completed, just like, I would take them on tour. I mean, of course, every human has their price, but I don't think I could ever give those away. Like, I don't think I could ever. I think I would have to die first, and then whatever happens, because I'm dead, so I don't can't do anything about it.
No, for sure. No, I get that.
It's so much close to my heart. My heart. I can't. That's cool. So she does like the same kind of art, like is it small, like very detailed? Does she paint or draw?
Yeah, she paints, and she'll like take, like, I'm trying to think of what it is. I have no clue what it is, but it's like, I don't know, she turns like the clay things at the thrift shop, like ones that people just made and they didn't like put the gloss on it. She'll turn that into like something else.
Oh, okay.
So she just does, you know, she's very free. She's done some clothes, some jackets, some pants. She's done some shoes for me. I need to definitely take a picture of those, because those are fire. But yeah, she's done some shoes for me. But yeah, she does.
Oh, that's,
you know,
cool.
She's like you, though. Like, she doesn't really care for commission-based, like, work or anything. She just does it because that's what she feels.
Yes. That's what's up. You just feel it. It's like, if I'm not feeling it, when I'm drawing, like, if I'm start thinking about it too much or something, like, oh, this needs to be this or something, or what do I want to draw here, I stop, because it did for me, it doesn't turn out good when I do that. So I have to just feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hell, you know, yeah.
That's why it takes so long. That's why they take so long. Like, some of the smaller pictures are just like, I don't know, 11 by 12 or whatever they are, 11 by 13s, whatever the dimensions are. I just find paper and I draw, you know, I just know what kind of paper I like and I draw. And I like, so it takes me excuse me, like a few months to finish them, if not like 6 months, if not a year, because if I start thinking about it, I don't. But then also, speaking back to anxiety, you know, Loyal, like, you know, like we were talking about, it's like the really detailed, the art that I make, mm-hmm. The more detail is, was more, you can tell it was actually a lot more anxiety in that moment, you know, because it's like, I just call it, you know, anxiety into beauty. Now that should be a song.
Yeah, that's good shit. For real, for real.
Yeah, that'd be a good song. I don't know what you would say, but there's a title.
Or a starter. No, for real, thank you.
Or a lyric.
You know, for or a real. Verse.
Yeah, but it's real. Oh, hey, do you make your own beats? Like, where do you get your beats from?
Some of my beats, I get them from BeatStar. Recently, I have started to make my own beats, but most of my beats are from BeatStar, and I usually like shout out the person who made it. But yeah, I mean, most of the guys are very cool. A lot of guys hit me up and they give me free beats. It's just that,
yeah,
starting to, you know, put your words over something sometimes that doesn't fit you is very hard. It's like going against the grain.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, like, what am I gonna say on this? Like, I don't, yeah, like, nothing even comes to mind. Like,
excuse me. Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, no, when I'm very, very, very freshly, a few cocktails, I can rap. I think anybody can after that. Or at least think they can. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I bring this up only to say that, like, I remember this one time I've rapped, like, only twice in my whole entire life, okay? What it felt like was, like, okay, let's pick this beat. Like, my friend, she was, you know, going through different beats, you know, saying, just like, I catch a beat, like, which beat, you know, what's, you know, what you feeling, you know? So we're like going through, and then like I was feeling this one, right? And I was like, okay, hold it there, you know, like, yeah, that's feeling, let that one play out. And then, but it felt like, yeah, that's just, like, what it felt like was like double dutch, you know, like when you're getting ready to jump into the double dutch, you know, jumping rope,
mm-hmm.
You know how that looks, you know how that is?
Yeah.
So it's like that, it's like waiting to, you know, jump into, like, when do you jump in so you can go, you know? That's what it felt like. For to me anyway.
Like, oh, for real.
Like a double dutch, like, okay, kinda okay, when I'm gonna jump in. or it was kind of like a slow one. I think the first one I ever did was kind of a slow one, but it was not all sunshine and rainbows. That was a different Lucy. Oh yeah, speaking of which, you were telling me how you were just like not the same now. You're like a lot, you know, different now than what you used to be. I mean, I think we all are. You grow.
Yeah. Yeah. I could say. Yeah, like the growth is real. For real, for real. Like, I was at a point where I didn't even think I needed to grow, you know, to a point where I'm like, dang, like, all that's wrong with me?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, you're like, oh, that's what's going on?
Like, for real, like, you know, but it all has been beautiful, for real, for real. Like, I could say the weed, it definitely helped me, like, as a person. It made me slow down and, like, actually think, like, okay.
Yes. Like, yeah, it does. You'll be able to be back in the day, I think it's getting a lot better now, you know? Yeah. And, you know, everyone's recognizing, you know, that it's not a gateway drug, that cannabis is not a something that you can't function on, or it doesn't cause people, you can never overdose on it. You know, you can't, it's just craziness, but I'm just glad it's getting better, and it's so helpful to so many people. It really is. I'm glad that you have joined us.
No, for real. Me too. Okay, because I used to smoke cigarettes. I actually replaced it with weed. Like, I don't even smoke cigarettes anymore.
Yes! Awesome.
So hell yeah, man. It's definitely been for real, you know? Like, I never thought I was going to quit cigarettes, because, like, my grandma smoked and my great-grandma, she chewed tobacco. Wow. So I really didn't think I was going to quit. But then I started smoking weed, and I really felt like I was trying to replace my anxiety with a cigarette, and then when I replaced it with weed, it was just like, you know what? Like, you're like, on to something. like, what is in this? This is what I needed from the beginning. Like, you know, because I've been smoking cigarettes since I was like 14, like, you know, so I've been smoking for a while. But yeah, as soon as I started picking up that weed, it was just like I couldn't do both, you know, because when I would smoke weed and try to smoke a cigarette, my chest would just be so tight, because, you know, I'm like smoking on top of smoking backwards.
Right, yeah.
But, hell yeah, I just had to let that go. So anybody out there, I'm telling you, you hit that weed, if you smoke cigarettes, you don't smoke weed, I'm like, I don't know, you might just need to hit it one time, like, you know what, cool.
Right. That's all you need.
For real.
It's all you need is some good old green.
Okay, for real.
That's green earth.
Yeah. For real.
That's what's up, Loyal. That's what's up. Like, seriously, for real. It's just better for you. You just extended your life.
Yeah.
You just extended your life.
Hell,
you know, as soon as you started smoking, you extended your life. Like, for people who don't know, I don't know if you know this, Loyal, or not, but seriously, it helps with your eyesight. It helps with your blood circulation. And the coughing is just getting out whatever is it could be, you know, bad for you. You know, and getting that out. Hence the coughing, but that's good. Is that a bad thing? Like, who the hell is alive? A lot of motherfuckers are still alive. Willie Nelson is still alive. Cheech, you know, Snoop. All these people are still here from way back in the day. Because one thing in common.
Right.
They all smoke weed.
No, that's good shit. For real, for real. Like, for real, I don't think I'm gonna quit, for real, you know, like,
you shouldn't.
Yeah, but like, it's anything helpful. It is, though. Like anything, though, I do believe that I am probably, you know, just gonna fast for like 3 days from it or whatever.
Oh, well, yeah, you gotta take tolerance breaks.
Yeah,
that's important.
Yeah.
Everyone, you gotta have tolerance breaks. You can't just smoke all day every day. I mean, we say that, but it literally basically feels that way. But you do take a couple of days off.
Yeah, for
you
sure,
know?
For sure.
You know, and whatever. It's like, it's all good. Take a tolerance break. That's how you make your smoke last longer.
Hell yeah.
That's how you make your smoke last longer. Okay. So, another thing is, you are making jewelry and stuff. Like, ear cuffs and hair, you know.
Yeah,
so those hair clips.
Yes.
Yeah, hair clips and the ear cuffs and stuff for the ears.
Yeah,
when did you start doing that?
So yeah, that's going pretty well. I'm like, when did I start doing it? I think last month I started doing it. But I've been wanted to do something. I just didn't want to be like everybody else with the shirts. It's like, because I mean, I have bought a couple of shirts from people that I do support them, but I do not wear their shirt. It's like, oh, okay. you know, and to me, more of my fans are like, or people that support me are women. So I'm like, but I do have to come out with something for men. So I just start, you know, just thinking of something that is really appealing to us and all of us, you know, we do. I'm like, I know when I go out, I like to put on a little bit of jewelry, even if it's a splash. Yeah. Like, you know,
yeah.
Put some in my hair, like, okay.
Yeah, I look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's cool. I like that. I hope that that continues to take off, you know?
Hell yeah.
And it becomes lucrative, you know, and continue to create as your heart desires. Like, that's what's up. It's because this is how businesses grow and how they flourish and everything, because it's not work, because it's a passion, it's fun. You enjoy this. This is your shit. Sure. Yeah. You know?
Hell yeah. So
you don't mind doing that, you know? Like, for real. What was I gonna say? I don't know. I'm just chilling, yo. I'm just having a really good time. I'm like, I'm glad we got a chance to chat and to talk and, you know, learn more about you and stuff like that. So you told us your shout outs. And what else are you into? Like, what else have you been into? I know you know, we talked about your music and producing and...
I'm like, what else am I doing right now? Well, I'm really deep diving into this cryptocurrency. And
oh, yeah. Yes. Tell us about that. Like, what do you know? Hey there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, you're good. Because I was like, I've seen it around, you know, I've seen your posts about it, I've seen other people's posts, I've heard about it, you know, on TV a bit, and I'm just like, what is this? Like, how does this turn into green money in my hands?
Yeah, so, because... with the cryptocurrency, I'm sorry, I have this post woman at my door, I'm sorry.
Probably oh no, you're fine, hey, this is real life.
I'm like, let me step outside, because yeah, I'm like, she's ringing the doorbell. Okay.
This is real life, people. Yeah. This is okay.
I apologize, I'm sorry.
So, oh, no wonder, no worries. I said no wonder, no worries. No,
for real, I'm all like, right when you said that, she rang the doorbell, and then I'm like trying to step away, and she rings it again, like, okay, you know, like, we're coming.
Calm I down. Can't hear that, but who knows, maybe, oh, yeah. I don't know. I couldn't hear the ding bell, but it's okay, ding bell, the doorbell!
I have a ring, so it's on my phone. I thought you could hear it, that's so crazy, yeah, like the alarm is going off in my ears. I thought you could hear it. Jeez.
No, I can't hear that, but okay. It's probably because you have your notifications down on our side, so that okay, way.
Okay, cool.
But it probably just still shows up if you're looking at the phone, you know, because it screens.
Yeah. Cool. But yeah, so with the cryptocurrency right now, I was investing into Doge, but nothing is really back with that but the people. I still have a bit of money into Doge, but with Doge, it is like, it's a cryptocurrency that's for the people. So it's everyone that who is backing this is pretty much people who want to get out of their regular 9-to-5 jobs, mm-hmm. who want to stop the government, who want to, you know, just like an uprising, I guess you could say. So this is what this cryptocurrency is backed by. So that's why when the news press released, you know, that Biden was going to... what was it that Biden was going to put a law to tax the cryptocurrency, it dropped down to pretty much, I think 14 cents was the lowest that it dropped.
Oh, so, wow.
And it, yeah, it's because people got scared that, like, you know, he was going to pretty much start taxing the cryptocurrency, because right now it's not taxed. So when you put your money in there, the only thing that is pretty much like taxed by is the companies that own the websites that you're, you know, putting the cryptocurrency into and taking it out from. So that's what you're taxed by, not like the government, just as of yet. But there is possible regulations. But I don't know, like, what would you like to know about it? I can say, like, I'm on a...
Yeah, whatever you know.
Oh, okay. So, I'm like, what else? I mean, I've been investing into this for like 4 years, but I really didn't start looking deeply into it until about, I'm going to say, a year ago from now. So
okay. But, yeah, no, that's what's up.
Yeah, it's pretty much, I mean, it's something that they're saying is possibly going to take over, like, cash. Like, you know, like, our current currency is going to take over cash, because we're using cards now, so we really don't need cash. So that's why they're trying to adopt a system to do this. But who knows, you know, it is still up in the air. Like, cryptocurrency is very new, and, you know, the government, they already have their regulations up, you know? So,
right.
So it's just something that is a hobby of mine. I can say it's not really like I am just recently starting to take serious, but it's not anything that I'm like, you know, full-fledged. Like, I don't have my foot on the gas like I have on music.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's something that's new that's learning, because it is kind of out there, you know, new right now.
Yeah.
It's also freshly. Not as freshly as we are right now, but it's so freshly out there, you know? Yeah.
Hell yeah, for real.
You know, but that, yeah, it's new, so it's like everyone's still kind of learning. That's why there's no, at this time, regulations. Yeah. But, you know, but that's kind of a good time to get into it. It's like the Wild West. So it's like,
yeah, that's why, like, if you look up how many millionaires have have hit all cryptocurrency, you'll see that there is a rise. It's a rise in, like, people that's under 18 becoming a millionaire because they're invested in this cryptocurrency, because that's how much the youth believe in another system, like another government, you know? So it's crazy. Like, I mean I've definitely watched a whole bunch of YouTubers and, you know, just written articles on it, and it does seem like something that's good, but of course the government can pull it right under everybody's nose in a blink, you know? So
yeah, but if you already have the money from it, like you said, the people that are millionaires are, you know, really making a lot of money from it,
yeah,
will they be able to keep their money, do you know?
See, that's the thing, like, I don't know, because right now a Russian like billionaire who became a billionaire from cryptocurrency, he like fled, like no one knows where he is, everyone says he's missing, and this was like 2 days ago.
Oh gosh.
So I don't know what's gonna happen. You know, the government could say, no, I want to tax that, and then, you know what I'm saying, what if you don't have it?
Right.
You know, so that's why he's probably gone. He's like, I ain't got it. Like,
right, I don't have it. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not here. He's probably like, oh, I made this money, like, I withdraw all of it, and I am somewhere you cannot find me.
Right.
Somewhere digging a hole in the ocean somewhere and trying to build his own and his own little island and shit.
Yeah, right.
He's out there rowing his boat, like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, so that's the only downside, though, you know, like,
man. So if he's gone, then if they decide to tax this, then they can't just go and be like, oh yeah, so anyone who made money before we decided to tax it, you have to like give it back or something stupid. They can't do that.
I don't know, though, you know, like, I really don't know what they can do, you know?
Right. So, I don't think they would do that. I hope not. That would be not fair, man. Be like, I don't think they would, though, because, like, think about all the people way back in the day that got rich off of that gold rush, that rich on oil before they had, like, you know, things and tech, certain things on it, and just, like, whatever the hell else that, you know, computers, you know, other things that came about before they that taxes or did whatever, you know, and they just got to keep that. I don't know, man. I hope though. That'd be fucked up if they didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, like, we won't know till they do it, you know, so then we'll see, because a lot of people is probably going to be upset. So
yeah, I don't think they would do that. That'd just be mean.
Yeah.
That'd be mean, yo. Be nice. It's cool to be nice, like I say on here. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So before we go, I want to ask you these two questions, and then we can, like, I don't know. Okay. So are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Good, because you should be pretty freshly right now. All right. What's the difference between an orange?
What's the difference between an orange?
Yes.
Oh, you mean like the color and the actual thing? Like the fruit? I was so confused at first, though. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have seen my face. I was so confused. I didn't know what you. I'm like, am I not hearing her right?
No, that's right. What's the difference between an orange and what was your answer?
The color and that fruit.
That's awesome. Yeah. There's no right or wrong answer. You know, so anything, your answer is great. So that's a really great answer. I like that. Color and a fruit. Yeah. That's what's up, man. Some fruit sounds good right about now.
Right.
Okay. Did you get the munchies when you
like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Like sometimes I give it like but high and doing things, it's also about like get high, get calm and getting moving, right? I have an episode about that. And it's just like explaining, but it's like you can be high and then go do something. You don't have to just sit and eat like people think, you know, drink Mountain Dew and eat pizza all day and play video games. It's like, you can be high and active. You can high and do that too, but it's like, you know, be a functional, you know, partaker. Right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, so that's that. Okay, now, second question. Why is a mouse when it spins?
Actually, you said why is a mouse?
Yes, why is a mouse when it spins?
I'm like, what?
No right or wrong answers. Why is a mouse when it spins?
It's crazy because I want to say, you're saying spin and I'm high. So I'm like, I want to say, like, for some reason, like, you know, like the Y axis. Like, yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm going to go with for 500, Bob.
Okay. All right. All right. Loyal for 500. You said, what is your answer? Final answer?
So, like, you know that, like, the axis of the world.
Oh, so why is a mouse when it spins? Oh, it's on an axis?
Yeah, why is a mouse?
Yeah, when it spins, like, so it's on an axis.
I have no clue. I'm like, a mouse? I don't know what I thought you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's, if it makes you think of an axis in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. I love that. That's dope.
I'm like, where do you get these questions from? I'm like, now you're gonna be like looking stuff up when I get off from here, like, why is it not?
Oh yeah. And this is you know, there's no right or wrong answer question. And
no, true.
Yeah, go ahead, look it up. And Mr. Touch, he told me about it. So it's just it's just silly. It's just I don't know. It's just fun. So
true.
That's what we do. We're just having some fun there. But yeah, no right or wrong answer. Okay. Why is a mouse when it spins?
No, what would be your answer of that?
Oh, okay, let me see. Okay, so why is a mouse when it spins? First thought is pink ears. Like, maybe it's spinning around looking for its pink ears or its tail. Maybe because its ears are so big, you can see its tail and its, or you can see its ears. I don't know. Why is a mouse when it spins? I don't know. Teacups.
I'm like, what? No, true.
You know, like one of those spinning teacups, or something, or whatever. Which I have yet to be in. I think I'll have to bring my own sanitizer if I ever go to Disney World or Disneyland, wherever the spinning cups are at. Alice in Wonderland ones. But yeah, I have no idea. I'm just, those are some funny questions. All right, do you want to go ahead and is there anything else you would like us to know or do you want to talk about before we go?
No. No, we touched bases on everything.
Yeah, we did. I've been having fun chatting with you, Loyal. Can you tell us where we can follow you at on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, you can follow me. You can follow me at Loyal Machete on Instagram. You can also view my website, Loyal, M-A-C-H-E-T-T-E.
Awesome. All right, cool. I'll make sure to include that also in the descriptions. And so that way people can find you and follow you and hear all your awesome music and everything like that. And your awesome TikToks. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So thank you for being on here. I'm super stoked that we finally got to chat because we've been on Instagram, following each other for a little while. So this has been awesome. All right. So, and I'll just see you through the screen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll chat later.
All right. Peace.
Peace out.
What are you thinking about?
Thank you for listening to this episode. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at High and Doing Things. Also, you can send me messages via the links provided, and maybe I'll play and share your questions or comments on upcoming episodes.